The View starts live right now. The impact of OJ. As the country reacts to the death of OJ Simpson, how much did his victorious rise and notorious downfall reshape the fabric of America? Then, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is live to talk about her battle to overturn the state's Civil War-era ban on abortion. And it's a View family reunion when Candace Cameron Bure returns to the table and puts a spotlight on an unsung hero. Plus, an all-new Oprah Daily edition of View Your Deal. Here come Hot Topics with Whoopi, Sarah Haynes, Anna Navarro, Joy Behar, Sunny Hostin, and Alyssa Farah Griffin. Now, let's get things started.
Thank you. That's a lovely. That was nice, wasn't it?
So nice.
Do you think they mean it?
I hope so.
Of course they don't. We're paying them, aren't we?
No. Anyway, so here we go. We learned yesterday that O.J. Simpson died of cancer, and everyone still can't stop talking about it. Yeah. It was like a phenomenon when it happened, the trial of the century. The Bronco chase and the not guilty verdict, all these things made people crazy. Why do you think Americans saw all this that happened? And you all know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why do people see it through such different lenses, do you think? I mean, the guy had a bunch of stuff in his car, his passport. He looked like he was leaving to get away after he allegedly murdered these people. And yet he got away with it. So it's a divisive sort of trial, wasn't it?
You know, I think it was less about his guilt or innocence, and rather about the system and how the system treated African Americans and continues to treat African Americans in this in this country. You have to remember, and putting it into context, the acquittal of the officers who beat Rodney King almost to death in front of the world's eyes was in 1992. Mm. This happened in 1994. And I think for the black community, it was less about whether or not OJ did it, because I think even today you'll go to, you know, barbershops and beauty salons and people will say, he did it, but he got away with it. And the police officers, police officers have killed many more people than OJ Simpson.
Also, they probably, I think didn't trust that the police did not plant evidence.
Well, Mark Furman said on the witness stand, I've never used a racial slur. And by the way, people, when a lawyer in cross-examination in a courtroom says, have you ever done this? They know that you did it. Right? And so then they come up with tapes, and he's using the N-word like Christmas.
But don't you think that some of it, the reason he got away with it also is because he was famous, not just that he was black?
There were so many reasons, right?
Yeah, a lot of reasons.
The prosecution had a lot of failures. And yes, I think part of the reason that it's so fascinating. Look, it's fascinating because it was O.J. Simpson. Yes. He was a celebrity. He was rich. He was a successful athlete. We all knew who he was. He was in car rental company commercials. But it's one of these instances in American history where if you're of a certain age, everybody remembers where you were the day that the verdict was read.
And where when the Bronco chase was happening.
Everything. Yeah. You know, and the
it's kind of like
with
the,
with 9/11, with the JFK death, with
Jackson's death.
Challenger explosion. It reaches that level because I think it's had such cultural significance. It launched so many careers. It changed the way we cover courts.
Cameras
but
were in the
courtroom. For me, it was the first time, and I know this sounds naive to a lot of people, but I grew up in Miami in a bubble. I went to a school that was 98% Latina immigrant Catholic girls. It was the first time I was confronted in my lifetime with the racial divides and the painful racial gaps in America. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching it. I remember I was at the student union in law school, and you know, the black students were on one side, the white non-blacks were on the other side. The black students erupted into cheers. The white, everybody else was with jaws agape. And it's something that's still happening in so many cases. And I do think, Don Lemon was saying to me yesterday, it was not about guilt or innocence, it was about race. It was so much about race.
There were innocent people involved here, and I'd like to take a moment to mention them. Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman were brutally killed and murdered, and I think that the legal system failed Nicole over and over again. She had called 911 nine times, the crap beaten out of her, bloody in bushes, and they always released her domestic abuser. And so women...
Was OJ.
Yeah, I just want to not say his name like everyone is, because I think the people that need to be focused on are Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman, who were more than victims in this. She had kids. She was a beloved woman that missed out on major parts of her life. The Goldman family still longs for their son, who was funny, kind, and outgoing.
He was really an innocent bystander.
They both were innocent. She was, and I think that's the problem
here.
For whatever went on in the mess of this, my heart continues to go out for those families who lived beyond and without their loved ones.
To my point a minute ago, isn't it fame that caused the police to not answer
Domestic abuse, yeah.
There's more to this, though, as well, because I actually learned today, and I'm going to say allegedly, a woman came forward and alleged that she knew of an NDA that was signed back when he was in college from two separate women in separate altercations saying they were victims of domestic violence. So that evidence was never able to be used in the courtroom in Nicole and Ron's cases, and I think it could have fundamentally changed the outcome if you'd been able to show this pattern. So Gretchen Carlson's a big advocate on this, but there needs to be a change in policy in using NDAs to silence victims, because there can be other victims afterward because they're not able to share their stories.
Well, you know what could have been alive today. What's still sad is that we're still seeing cases of rich celebrities that somehow get treated differently, right? When we see R. Kelly, for example, when we see, I mean, it's so many of them, athletes, celebrities, so that still happens.
It's the dark side of celebrity,
and it's,
no question.
Yeah, but we like to say to the world that in America, nobody's above the law, that in America, everybody's equal under the law.
But we know that's not true, and by the way, the prosecution in many respects lost this case by having a racist cop testify, by doing a demonstration with gloves. That's like law school 101. Well, you don't try it for the first time.
The jurist came out in the documentary
in
and said they purposely knew he was guilty but voted otherwise.
I saw a jury member yesterday getting interviewed who said that they all assumed the glove was his. They all assumed the glove fit. And the idea of making him try it on and then it didn't fit was such a huge mistake.
It's a huge mistake.
Because they gave them something to hang their hat on to be
a reasonable
able to
doubt.
Reasonable
it's
doubt.
Law school 101.
You know what I want to say before this answer? He died of prostate cancer. And regardless of how you feel about OJ, we have to talk about prostate cancer in men, particularly black and Latino men. Please, it's something that's very treatable. Go get checked if you are of a certain age. Go get checked.
Okay.
It can make a difference.
On that happy note, we'll be right back.
This is Sunny Hostin. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/view. Just go to Indeed.com/view right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/view. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Shopify. Ready to make the smartest choice for your business? Say hello to Shopify, the global commerce platform that makes selling a breeze. Whether you're starting your online shop, opening your first physical store, or hitting a million orders, Shopify is your growth partner. Sell everywhere with Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. Turn browsers into buyers with Shopify's best converting checkout, 36% better than other platforms. Effortlessly sell more with Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Did you know Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and supports global brands like Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen? Join millions of successful entrepreneurs across 175 countries backed by Shopify's extensive support and help resources. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Start your success story today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/view. Put it all in lowercase. Go to shopify.com/view now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/view.
Next week on America's number one daytime talk show, George Lopez and his daughter Mayan, the one and only Michael Douglas, Huey Lewis, and a broadcast exclusive, the cast of A Different World reunite.
Wow!
Next week on ABC's The View.
The Arizona Supreme Court recently reinstated a law from 1864 that bans nearly all abortions in the state, impacting women's lives and likely the 2024 presidential election. Joining us from Phoenix to talk about that controversial ruling is Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. Welcome to the show, Governor.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So in a matter of weeks, the Civil War-era abortion ban could go into effect in your state, with no exceptions for rape or incest. Yeah. How are you processing this decision? And tell us about the impact you expect this to have on Arizonans.
Well, this is absolutely outrageous. And, you know, we can talk about how crazy it is that a law passed in 1864 by 27 men now controls the lives of millions of Arizona women. But I want to talk about the effect that's going to have on women in our state. I myself have personally experienced a miscarriage, losing a pregnancy by miscarriage, and the treatment for that is a procedure that is also an abortion, and that is a common treatment. And how outrageous is it that if you have this terrible thing happen, that doctors can't treat you because they'll be criminalized for it now? There's a woman named Morgan, and she gave me permission to share her experience that she shared many times. She was pregnant with twins. One of those twins had serious complications, and carrying that pregnancy to term would have jeopardized not only the other twin, but her own life. And she needed a selective reduction, and she couldn't get that in Arizona. Even though it's a procedure that wasn't outlawed, she had to go to another state to get that procedure because of the chilling effect that these kind of bans have on doctors in our state. I am a social worker. I worked with domestic violence victims, and I saw time and again how these abusers controlled their victims in so many ways. Reproduction was one of those. And the impact, the devastating impacts of not having control over their own bodies and what that did for them, that is the reality that Arizona women are living in today.
Governor, as you just mentioned, doctors under this law could face up to 5 years in jail for performing abortions. And while you and your attorney general are promising not to enforce it, that may not provide enough cover for clinics to keep their doors open. But at this point, can you guarantee women's lives will be protected if this goes into effect?
I, I, I unfortunately cannot make that guarantee. I am, as governor, doing everything in my power to ensure that women can get the health care that they need and that doctors won't be criminalized for providing it. That's why I issued the executive order I issued a year ago that will protect women and doctors from prosecution. And the attorney general has said under this executive order she won't prosecute these folks. But there's a lot of uncertainty. And that's why I immediately called for this ban to be repealed. And the legislature should do the right thing for Arizonans and repeal this ban.
Well, Governor, as you just mentioned earlier this week, Republicans in your state legislature had the chance to repeal this law.
Yes.
But so far, they appear to be blocking any repeal, prompting chants of shame from some Democrats in the chamber. Yeah. Do you have any hope that they will make a change before it's too late?
Look, they need to repeal this law. It is the right thing to do for Arizonans. I know that Arizona women will die under this ban. And they need to get their stuff together and just repeal it. Every Republican who has said this ruling goes too far, they say they have the votes to repeal the ban, and yet they voted with the majority to adjourn instead of take that vote. They need to get this done.
And Governor, just a couple of weeks ago, Donald Trump was proudly taking credit for having been responsible of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But now Trump says he thinks Arizona went too far, implying you would straighten this out. And Senate candidate Carrie Lake, that peach, who finally acknowledged you beat her as governor, did a total about face on this law. At first she was supportive, now she's not. So what's your reaction to their denouncements and the fact that they're punting to you to fix this?
Well, look, I am pretty tired of cleaning up Donald Trump's messes in Arizona. This is really nothing but political opportunism coming from these folks who wanted this. This is what they wanted when they worked to overturn Roe v. Wade. In 2022, during the election, Carrie Lake continuously praised this 1864 ban. And now that they see it as a political albatross, they're all of a sudden trying to run away from it. They can't do that. They own this. The Dobbs decision paved the way for the Arizona Supreme Court to make this devastating ruling, and they own it.
And Governor, by the way, thank you for sharing your own story on this. I wanted to see if you could clarify your position on abortion. Do you support it up until viability or after? And would you support codifying the 15-week policy that had previously been in place if it added those key exceptions, rape, incest, and life of the mother?
What I support is the language in the ballot measure that Arizonans are going to have a chance to vote on in November, which is about viability. It leaves the decision between a woman and her doctor. It leaves government and the politicians out of it. And that's where most Arizonans are on this issue.
Governor, Vice President Harris will be visiting Arizona today. Mm-hmm. It's her second trip there this year. Beyond the human consequences, this decision has political consequences, with Arizona being just such a critical battleground state. Biden won Arizona by a pretty slim margin in 2020. I think it was less than 11,000 votes. Do you think this new law puts your state back in play?
Well, I certainly think that this decision is going to motivate voters up and down the ballot. But right now, in the aftermath of this opinion, I am not thinking about the political ramifications. I'm thinking about the danger this poses for women in our state and what we could do right now, because quite honestly, I don't think we can wait until November. Women are in danger. I shared some of the consequences. There are thousands of stories like that across Arizona, and that's what I'm focused on right now.
Governor, Fox News has had some interesting takes on this abortion ban. At first, their shows completely ignored it, and here's how one Fox business analyst responded to the decision.
If you had to travel to another state to get an abortion, it's not the worst thing in the world. Hopefully, this is a very rare occurrence in your life. Once in your life, maybe you would do it. Buying a bus ticket to go somewhere to get it is not the worst thing in the world.
All right, so what's your reaction to this genius's comments?
Look, I would love for anyone to tell men that they need to hop on a bus to get essential health care. And I'm not talking about getting their Viagra, but the fact is that many women who need abortion care cannot just hop on a bus and get it. They work an hourly job that they can't get time off from. They don't have the resources to do that. I'm grateful for organizations in Arizona that are working to help garner those resources to help provide this care for people who will need to get out of state to get it. But we shouldn't have to do that. Not for any medical care that we need.
Right. Thank you so much, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs. Keep up the good fight. We'll be right back. Yet again, because when the Golden Bachelor, Gary, remember him? When he got married to his final rose, Teresa, back in January, they said it wouldn't last. Turns out they were right. What?
We looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth, and we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
Get a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's no doubt in my mind. I still am in love with her. I root for her every day.
So many people who had given up on love later in life were inspired by you. What do you say to them now, especially the cynical ones who might say, I knew it wouldn't last?
Yeah, we say don't give up.
Right.
We say stay in it, stay hopeful, because we are.
Okay, wait, I'm taking the first bat at this because for six months you tortured me every Friday and made me talk about this topic, which I can't stand because I think it's manufactured and a complete crock. So today I get to say, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so.
But in my, for my money, they still have time to find love. She has money, he has Viagra. They'll be fine. So, you know why they said they called it quits? It had to do with geography.
Well, that makes sense.
When you get married, don't you move in together?
Eventually.
Why is one living in Jersey and the other one is living,
people
I don't
do
know
that
where.
A lot these days.
Indiana. I just, you know, I fell for this nonsense.
Yes, you did.
And I'm upset because I thought since they were older, they knew better and they could find love. And they didn't.
As a lifelong Bachelor viewer and all the offshoots of it, you don't watch it to watch people find lasting love. You do to see how the social experiment works. It's filmed over 6 weeks. They're dating other people. If you make it to the honeymoon suites, he's probably slept with another person or she right before proposing to you. It's bound to fail, but it's still fascinating.
Well, and also, the point is, I would argue that their mistake was doing that when people offered them a wedding on air and they got married 20 days later or whatever. That probably was the mistake.
And they were
their
older.
Mistake was going on national TV to try to feign a relationship.
Some have
and
worked.
Love.
Ryan and
it's like one
Tristan,
couple.
Oh, Tristan, my God.
I've had pimples that last longer than this marriage.
There are 28 Bachelor Nation couples who are married, engaged, or still dating. But that is out of hundreds. That's out of all the offers.
Don't give them all the math. Just give them the 28.
You guys are very. You're so strict. I mean, the children, the grandchildren suffer in this case.
I still think the best part of that Golden Bachelor was the women.
I agree.
Okay, we'll be right back.
They didn't need a bachelor.
There was a story. Where's Kate's? What's going on with Kate's? Of course, the mystery of a missing woman and a royal doesn't get more fascinating than that.
Then the moment that silenced everyone.
It's been a really difficult time.
I would argue that the royal family were already facing a crisis. This health crisis has given them probably their biggest challenge.
The crown in crisis.
What is the relationship like between Harry and William today?
Now streaming on Hulu.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one Group Text you won't want to exit.
Bure's new movie, Unsung Hero, is based on the true story of an Australian couple who lose everything in a bad business deal and quickly realize that the holidays will look very different for their family of nine. Take a look.
They always have the funniest little knickknacks to put in all the stockings.
Yeah.
Matt? Oh, honey, you're not going to find much of this here.
Please welcome back to our table former co-host Candace Cameron Bure. The hair color. You copied my hair color.
No, I did. Well, I was playing a real person,
right,
too.
Who also copied your hair.
Yes, yes.
Well, but I understand that congratulations are in order. Your son, Lev, is that how you say his
name? Yeah, Lev.
He got married. So now you're...
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, he's so cute. Oh
my God, he was a little boy last time.
I know.
So now
you're
somebody's mother-in-law.
I'm a mother-in-law, yeah.
Wow.
And I love my daughter-in-law. She's so beautiful.
Great.
And I love her family.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like what you hope
everything.
And dream and pray for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was one of the best. Their wedding was one of the best days of my life.
How old is he now?
He's 24.
Oh, 24.
Yeah.
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 So he was a kid when you left. It was like, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a
was,
kid, and little. Now all my kids are in their 20s.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How's Val? Like, how's the Russian husband?
Oh, he's good.
He's real good. And your daughter, she's...
Natasha.
Natasha's still singing. Oh. Natasha's acting. She's doing her thing. She's great. And my youngest son, Max, is fantastic, too.
Max
he's learning to be
20s?
A winemaker. Yes.
He's a winemaker.
They have a great vineyard.
Yeah.
I've tasted.
When your family's in wine, you stay in the business.
Yes.
Yeah. But your new movie is based on the true story of the Smallbone family, who's behind the Grammy winners Rebecca St. James and For King and Country, who performed here on our show with your daughter, Natasha, for your 40th birthday.
Oh. One of the best days of my life.
I know. That was I was rewatching that clip. It's amazing. But you're also an executive producer on the film.
Yeah.
What made you want to bring their story to the big screen?
Yeah, it's an incredible... I formed a friendship with Joel and Luke and the whole Smallbone family because of the show when they performed for my birthday. So they are an incredible family, and they are so talented, won so many Grammys, and yet I never knew their humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. And they share that story on stage at their concerts. Mm-hmm. And when they came and shared the script with me and I heard their story... It's unbelievable. Yeah. So they are a family of seven kids. Their dad was a very well-known music producer in Australia. And he lost everything after a deal went bad.
Yeah.
And they moved to the US, they immigrated here, and had absolutely nothing, like a jar of a few dollars. And so the story is how, it's about miracles, it's about the unsung hero who in my view from this movie is their mom, Helen, who really kept the pieces together of their family while their dad David, who Joel Smallbone is actually playing his dad in the movie.
Oh.
He, but you know, he just couldn't catch a break, and yet they made their life an adventure. And one of the best lines in the film is, "Your family isn't in the way. Your family is the way." And so it's a really uplifting, beautiful, beautiful story. And I'm so proud to have produced the movie and be a part of it, be a part of their story and journey, and then share it on the big screen. So it's out in 2 weeks.
It really is a special movie. I saw it last night. Mm. I got a little teary-eyed, and I don't really get teary-eyed. I thought what was really interesting about the movie was the neighbors and their church community and how they came, they showed up for them. I think that's so important. We're missing a lot of that in
in they were the hands and feet. You know, they were a praying family. They prayed for everything. They actually had more real-life miracles in their life that we could show in the movie because it almost felt inauthentic to show that many miracles. But it was the community.
They had that prayer wall.
It was the community that were the hands and feet of Jesus answering prayers.
I thought it was fantastic. Now, this is the first role. You're welcome. This is the first role that you've played that's based on a real person, which I didn't realize. You get to rock some really good 90s fashion and Joyce's hair.
I rocked Joyce's hair.
So what was it like to go back in time?
It was really fun. I mean, I had green eyeshadow and green mascara, like all the things, and the clothing was really fun, but I was glad. It's so weird, because when I think of 30 years ago, I think it's the 70s.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
it's not. It's the 90s. Yeah. It's the 90s. Thanks. But I was kind of like glad that it wasn't DJ Tanner. It was, you know, because I was a 40-something-year-old. A 40-something-year-old in the 90s. So it was pretty cool. And Kay is such a lovely, bright, bubbly, funny woman in real life. So it was pretty cool to play her.
Well, you grew up as a child actor on sets, and there's been a lot of scrutiny around that, especially with the release of the Quiet on Set docuseries that showcased some of the abuses and the things that can happen. Were you able to see it, and what did you make of it?
I watched the first few episodes of it. It absolutely tore me apart. It broke my heart, and it was so, it's so tragic. It's so, it's horrific and disgusting. I don't think proud is the right word, but I was, I just felt like the fact that Drake was able to share his story was so brave. And, but my heart breaks for him. My heart broke for his parents in trying to protect and not always seeing the signs. So, you know, it's a weird thing, the industry growing up as a kid, because like, I didn't have that experience. I know the other girls from our show didn't have that experience. And there's lots of child actors that don't have that experience. But we know there's a good plenty that have. And so I really think that it was good. It's just more awareness that we can protect the next generation from that happening.
The parents need to be around, maybe.
Well,
Candace,
absolutely.
The parents were around.
Was that your experience?
My parents were always around. They were so protective.
Well, that's what counts.
That helps.
Candace, on a happier note, you see what I did there? You are doing something else. Amongst all the things you're doing at this point in your life, you are learning how to sing, and you've been documenting it on social media. Was that something you wanted to
do? You know what? I have a podcast. This is like a little sidebar podcast. But I ended up interviewing this woman, Tara Simon, who is a very famed music teacher. Teaches on, like, you know, all of the big singing shows. And she challenged me while I was interviewing, because I said, I can't sing. And she goes, I could teach you to sing. And I'm like, I really can't sing. And she said, I will give you lessons.
So how's it going? How's your singing going?
I'm still pretty terrible. however, she has... I've improved, and there is, you can learn to sing. I believe it now that you can. Yeah. I just have to put more work and effort
into it. But what if you don't have the voice, the chops?
That's what I said. I don't think, I know. Listen, here's my goal, Joy. When I have to sing in my next Christmas movie, I just want to be comfortable. I just don't want to sound like
They can
terrible.
Enhance it a little on television.
Oh my gosh, let the girl sing.
But you also recently opened up in an emotional episode of the podcast. Do we not have time? About depression, about battling depression and mental health issues, and what made you want to share that?
You know, I love the format of my podcast. I deep dive on one topic for an entire season. So I have one co-host, and we do 14 episodes for a season. And we're talking about emotions, untangling them. And one of the topics was sadness and depression. And I'm a very open, honest person. I think you guys know that. I probably overshare. And the episode on sadness, I shared publicly about my struggle with depression. I've never shared that. I think it's probably surprised a lot of people. It was a very vulnerable place for me, but.
I did not know that about you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah. It's gonna help a lot of people.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. Was that when you were younger? Or now?
From my 20s up until now.
Tell her
to listen to the podcast. Where can she listen to the podcast?
Where can we podcast?
What's it called?
My name.
Just her name.
Yeah, and anywhere you listen to your podcasts.
Out of the millions of podcasts out there. Anyway, thanks for coming by. Yeah, it was great to see you. Thanks to Candace Cameron Bure. Unsung Hero is in theaters April 26th. We'll be right back.
We partnered with Bender's to offer at least half off Oprah Daily's latest batch of fabulous finds. All you have to do to get them is point your cell phone camera at the QR code on your screen while supplies last. So, let's get shopping with Oprah Daily creative director, our friend Adam Glassman.
Good morning. I love that everyone knows that.
Yes.
We have a lot of nudeness today. I'm very excited.
Nudeness or nudeness?
Well, newness.
Newness.
First timers, this is called Under Outfit. These are comfortable,
very
comfortable bras and camis with no underwire whatsoever.
Oh.
They fit everybody. They are fantastic. They give you
a lot of
support and lift, and they prevent uniboob. Because a lot of these kind of bras, you get
one boob.
A uniboob. No one wants it. This is perfection.
It lifts and separates, guys.
It does.
Love it.
We have two different kinds of straps, an adjustable one and a standard one.
That's nice.
And their camisole is wonderful. Because the camisole has 360 degrees of support all around.
We're going to need that all the way around.
I know. Yes. 50% off today. The deals start at $14.50.
Nice.
I love Invisisocks.
We all like to go socks.
Sarah got me so hooked
on these.
They are
so good.
They don't move. They don't slip down. They're
you
perfect.
Do not see them. They have that little gel grip.
Yes. This one matches perfectly for me. This one matches for me.
I know. The colors are great. And we're selling them in a three-pack today. So you can get them for yourself. And you can get them for your husband.
Or you can just keep them for yourself.
They work really well.
Great.
And you know, like.
And they come up
We like to be sockless. High enough, but low enough that you don't see them.
Yes.
So, 50% off today. A three-pack is $8.50.
Would you like that?
I know.
Sunny, would you like a car?
Me Audio is brand new to the View. They have great tech.
That's cute.
I'm gonna point out the first one, which is their hero product right here.
Yeah.
A Bluetooth transmitter. So now think about this. You go on an airplane and you want to use the in-flight entertainment unit.
Yeah. I'm not paying $8 for that.
Correct. Well, okay, well you're not, but I am. But you don't want to plug in that like cheapy little headset they give you.
Yeah.
And most of our own devices are wireless.
You can use AirPods.
You plug this in and it connects with your own AirPods, your own wireless headphones.
Oh.
It's really genius.
I would use that.
I know.
And
with travel coming up, everyone needs this. They also have these great party speakers.
I'm back in the 90s.
I know you're back in the 90s. And they also emit all this different light. So you listen to the music and you see
this
light.
It's a party in a box.
It's really good.
I love it.
And then, which is very nice, the volume limiting headphones for kids. Your kids will want these.
Yes.
Really good. The deals today are 50% off from Me Audio. Now, this is another brand new company. It's called Spicewell. I use this every day. These are pantry
basics. If you use it every day, I want it.
I'm telling you, it's salt, it's pepper. It is enriched with nutrient-dense vitamins. So they work in here. Kale and broccoli
Magnesium,
and mushroom.
Potassium.
Sustainable.
It's so good.
The packaging is compostable.
The beauty of that is that you buy this packet, then you get their little pinch pot, and then you can keep it on your counter.
And you pinch
it. It's really nice. The sodium, which I'm excited by, has 30% less sodium in it than regular salt. It's delicious, it's great, and it makes for a great Mother's Day gift, so think ahead.
Yes.
We're gonna save 50% off from Spicewell.
That's really cool.
Yes. And if you want a whiter, brighter smile, we know Super Smile, it works really well.
Yeah.
It's great for plaque, it's great for bacteria, but while you brush your teeth, it whitens your teeth. It's really a two-step process.
It is. It has a little cord, and you just attach it right here.
Oh, yes, to charge
it. I have this at home.
That's a toothbrush. But if you want to use a toothpaste with your regular old toothbrush, you can.
Okay.
One squirt of toothbrush, one squirt of accelerator.
Yeah. Okay.
Brush for 2 times a day, obviously, 2 minutes at a time, and you get a brighter smile.
It's really good.
Super Smile is really great, and the deals are slashed in half today. And then...
That's a pretty one.
Finally, we're all looking for a great night's sleep. A pillow really makes a difference. Fluffco offers fabulous pillows.
Are they all different or what's
They are going different.
On?
You could either get down or down alternative.
Down alternative.
You could get standard or you could get king. You could get firm or you could get soft. These pillows are like a 5-star luxury hotel,
really nice,
but at a really good price. They're fabulous. They're going to be 50% off.
This one's standard.
Oh, pillows get expensive. That's
pillows get expensive, and you're supposed to change them at least once a year.
Yeah, we don't do that. Yeah,
they feel really good. They feel really good. All right, thanks to Adam Glassman. The clock's ticking, everyone. You have 24 hours to get these deals at viewyourdeal.com, and members of the audience are going home with gifts from Fluffco, Super Smile, and InvisiSocks. We will be right back.
So that's the show for today. Anna, what are you laughing at?
I'm trying to find the information on these earrings that you want. And by the way, Cha-Cha is filing an HR complaint against you. You called her a rat yesterday.
Well,
I did not. That's
we
a
have
lie.
Video.
That's fake news. Have a great day, everyone. Take a little time to enjoy the view.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers Group Text Podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one group text you won't want to exit.